855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line. You can check out freetalklive.com. We have ways that you can get interactive with the show there. You can post blog posts or news stories or pictures or whatever. You can link there. People will vote them up, vote them down. It's freetalklive.com. It's a great interactive website made just for you. freetalklive.com. JJ,
Yes, the
drug war is what we were discussing previously. Are we done with that topic?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Well, I've got an interesting one here that has to do with, the knowing your rights. It's according to the ACLU, and this is about people who have been taking pictures of police officers, and there's been a lot of problems surrounding that. Essentially, cops are twisting the laws for their own use.
Right.
Surprise.
They're using the laws that were meant to protect the individual as a means of protecting the state.
Yeah.
And that is blatantly wrong.
The suggestion is that, they're using wiretapping laws that were intended that you not record somebody who didn't know that they were being recorded. Whereas, when somebody's standing there with a camera recording some cops kicking the crap out of somebody, the cops know it, and they're going after them, after that person, because they have done something wrong.
Yep.
All right. So this is from ACLU.org. Know your rights, photographers. Taking photographs of things that are plainly visible from public spaces is a constitutional right. And that includes federal buildings, transportation facilities, and police and other government officials carrying out their duties. Unfortunately, there is a widespread, continuing pattern of law enforcement officers ordering people to stop taking photographs from public places and harassing, detaining, and arresting those who fail to comply. In some cases, this doesn't even state it entirely, is they'll just go after people that were doing it.
Right.
I mean, if you're out taking pictures of trains, lots of guys like trains, probably not as many women, but they're into trains. I've seen more than one circumstance where cops just came in and, swooped in and detained and arrested and made life miserable for somebody taking pictures of trains.
Well, it's obviously one of their authority sort of complexes where I can tell this person what to do. You can't take pictures. Well, why not? Because I say.
Well, it's also bad training.
Well,
these cops should know that that's something that they can't do.
Most officers, and we've seen this from our experience here in New Hampshire and dealing with the court situation and watching the cross-examination that occurs. That Ian's trial is a good example. When you ask these officers about the Constitution, about the Bill of Rights,
mm-hmm.
for one, they don't know how to answer the question, and for two, it seems that they don't really care either. So as far as the training goes, they're trained as far as policy is concerned. They're not trained as far as individual rights.
Well, frankly, this is... I don't know what the policy of these people's bosses is, but their policy is against the law. And this is what's being borne out over and over again. Your tax dollars, you who are listening to me, are being wasted by cops who are detaining and harassing people, and then these people are filing lawsuits because they have been detained and harassed. Rightly, they're getting settlements, and those settlements are your money. Why? Because your servants don't know and don't care what the law is.
That's right. They're above the law, Mark. You know that. They're in a class system of all their own.
Indeed. Your rights as a photographer are as follow. When in public spaces where you are lawfully present, you have the right to photograph anything that's in plain view. That includes pictures of federal buildings, transportation facilities, and police. Such photography is a form of public oversight over the government and is important in a free society. I'd agree. That's true. I'm not... the ACLU isn't entirely on my good list because I feel like they tend to be an organization that only protects the civil liberties when they agree why they're being protected. The fact is the NHCLU has not been very good at getting involved in civil liberties issues that involve free staters.
Nope.
Because they don't care what happens to free staters.
Right.
So this is when it protects their political agenda, then they tend to get involved.
Well, this is my shining point I would like to make about filming cops. Exactly that. If the police officer was doing something heroic, if he was doing something that was good,
tree.
If he was doing something that helped someone, I think he'd want that film to be there so he could show his family and friends, hey, look what a great guy I am. He would have no problem with you filming him if he's sitting there rescuing a kitty from the tree or helping pull a child out of a well or something like that. Yeah, definitely get me because I look heroic. I look like I'm doing the right thing. But more often than not, the police are not doing the right thing and they know it. They know it in their heart. And when that camera's on them, they feel the heat that comes from their conscience.
I think it's that, and people tend to be a little bit, you know, just kind of camera shy. Some people don't like cameras being focused on them. They didn't get into this line of work to be a person in front of a camera.
Well, if you're a person with a badge glinting on your chest and a gun on your hip and all these gadgets and gizmos surrounding your belt, you're going to attract a lot of attention. And if you ride around in a car that has flashing lights and sirens, you're going to get a lot of attention. So if you don't like attention, don't become a cop.
Well, I'm with you. I think that this is part of the job, and it needs to be shown to be part of the job. But, you know, I think that this is that's part of their motivation. Some people are, you know, they're just self-conscious about whatever it is that's going on. So anyway, to continue. When you're on private property, the property owner may set rules about the taking of photographs. If you disobey the property owner's rules, they can order you off their property and have you arrested for trespassing if you don't comply. You know, so this to folks that believe in the idea of personal liberty, property rights, and that kind of thing, this one's a clear and obvious situation. You're not allowed to go to people's houses and take, you know, video of them. But I think that you are allowed to take video of you being kicked off, essentially. I have seen situations where news organizations will go into businesses and homes and ask for some comment, you know, for whatever reason, where the business or individual doesn't want to talk to the news. And they'll essentially close the door and say no comment or whatever like that. And those people haven't been given permission to film on that property, clearly, but they still air it.
Well, like an Dave Ridley's recent case with the in Nashua, I don't know if you've probably heard about that, his
sure.
situation being arrested at the hotel.
Yep.
And he filmed, if you watch the video, he filmed himself leaving the hotel, and I think he was walking backwards, but he was moving towards his car and leaving the property. He filmed all of that, and he took it to trial, and he was found not guilty of trespassing. Because as soon as they told him to leave, the video clearly shows that he is moving away from the establishment
sure.
and to wherever his car is parked. So I think that's a good example right there, that you can videotape yourself being removed from some property. As long as you follow the property owner's wishes to leave, I think you're not doing anything wrong.
So police officers may not generally confiscate or demand to view your photographs or video without a warrant. If you're arrested, the contents of your phone may be scrutinized by the police, although their constitutional power to do so remains unsettled. And in addition, it is possible that the courts may approve the seizure of a camera in some circumstances if police have a reasonable good faith belief that it contains evidence of a crime by someone other than the police themselves.
I don't like the idea that the phrase their good faith. Because knowing how often the police officers lie in order to achieve some sort of testimony on the part of their subject, that good faith, I don't have good faith in police.
I don't trust it either, but they do need a warrant is basically what they're saying, that it is in addition as possible that courts may approve the seizure of a camera in some circumstances if police have a reasonable good faith belief that it contains evidence of a crime by someone other than the police themselves, and it's unsettled whether they still will need a warrant to view them. And the you know, what this points out is cops will say, give me that camera. And they'll take the camera and they'll look at the video, or they'll delete the video, they'll confiscate the camera, they'll do whatever they want. And this is illegal activity. They cannot do this.
That's right.
Get a warrant. You can have this camera, officer, as soon as you get a warrant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need people to say. That's what the individual needs to stand up and say, no, you can't take my camera. No, I'm not going to give it to you. You go and get a warrant. And if they take it out of your hands forcefully, that's probably going to be on video, and you can probably use that in some court case if you want to pursue some litigation and counter litigation.
This is why, this is the reason that I got a smartphone, was so that I could have the quick video
yep.
on my smartphone. I think it's very important to be uploading these things to the internet directly. That way the cops can't.
QIK.com.
QIK.com, that's exactly right. There's actually other ones out there too, but that's the one I happen to know about. I you know, to be able to upload to the internet immediately is
yes.
extraordinarily valuable. They can't erase your stuff that way. What do you think? Should cops be able to take people's cameras from them? Tell me. Please tell me why. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 8th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,853. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,898.22, $949.11 for a half ounce, or $474.56 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,898.22, $949.11, and $474.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live!
Oh, goodness. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. Are you getting your medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. They have a telephone number there you can call in order to get involved. They have a you can click become a member on the left-hand side of the page. Either way, you can do it on the web or online. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. You'll they third-party certify all of their drugs in order to make sure that you're not getting any kind of counterfeits, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Ablify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Go check out news.freetalklive.com. You can find out about all the happenings on Free Talk Live by signing up for our email updates, Facebook, Twitter. It's news.freetalklive.com. Hey, Jay, let's hit Jay in Indianapolis. Jay?
Hey, good morning. Or good evening, gentlemen.
One of those, yeah. It's morning somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere it's morning. You know, in the ever-increasing invasion of our privacy and total usurpation of the Fourth Amendment, especially on the federal level, you know, we're constantly told as citizens that, hey, if you're not doing anything wrong or illegal, then you don't have anything to worry about. Well, that same logic needs to be applied with vigor to the police. That,
Yeah. Hey,
if you're not doing anything wrong, officer, per the example that you mentioned before the break, you know, lawfully recording and taking pictures, then what do you have to worry about, officer?
Well, you know, I think it's funny, even when cops do get caught doing things on video, oftentimes they're not charged with anything at all. It's very interesting. So, I mean, the frank answer to that question is they have nothing to worry about anyway other than public opinion.
Right.
You make a good point.
And, you know, yes, I think we do need to videotape interactions. The fact is they're videotaping most of their interactions, but they lose the video when it's inconvenient for them.
Right, right.
And the department is liable, essentially, for the actions of its officers, so therefore the department is incentivized to lie, cheat, and steal in order to protect its liar, cheater, and stealer.
Well, if we look at what happened with the Greenfield court case between Damo, Pete, and the state, basically, not between Damo and Pete, but the juror that was interviewed after the not guilty verdict basically said video was the reason they were found not guilty. So it's a testament to recording what happens as a means of preventing some unjust state aggression.
Hmm.
So, what do you think, Jay?
Yeah, it's sad that, you know, we've come to this. You know, that, I mean, technology has its blessings and its curses as well. But, you know, to be fair, you know, I can understand, you know, if a good cop is trying to do his job, I could understand why it might be frustrating if, you know, somebody that he perceives with an agenda is always looking over their shoulder. But then again, it just seems that the case is more often not on the other side, that, as you said, that it's, you know, they're getting caught or they, you know, it's just mild oppression or,
you know, I do a lot of on-camera work. I do a lot of on-camera work and off-camera work, and I act differently when I'm on camera than when I'm off camera because I know that people are watching. You know, I'm not going to stick my finger in my nose in order to get that snarly that's bothering me, right?
Exactly.
Go and, you know, take care of that in a more private place. Whereas, you know, this is if the good cop gets frustrated, and likely he would the first time they dealt with it. Every time I've seen a police officer, the first time they've dealt with cameras, they usually are dealing with them like, "What are you doing? You can't do that." But turns out you can, and you know, they just kind of get used to it. And now here in New Hampshire, our cops are just used to it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can videotape them anytime, anywhere.
Well, that one night they came to serve Ian while he was on the air.
Yep.
And they were knocking on the window right here at the studio. We had up to three cameras on the porch. And as soon as the three cameras were out there, they wanted to have nothing to do with this. They basically dropped the note by the door and said, "Oh, here comes the dog and pony show. Let's get out of here." And they just basically buzzed off, yeah.
Yeah, I think it keeps cops accountable. You know, it may be, you know, folks that are trying to do a good job, it may be uncomfortable initially. They'll get used to it. We, as their employers, have the right to keep them on camera, is the best I can tell. Jay?
Yeah, I agree. And if, you know, if the government, like I said, tells us that, well, if we have nothing to hide, then we shouldn't mind having our privacy invaded, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's all I got to say.
That darn gander. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Captain Ed in Florida. Captain Ed?
Free and Freeman. It's 3:30. He's caged like a bull elephant.
That's right. Well, I don't know that he's caged like a bull elephant. He's caged like an ostrich.
I'm going to get back to my bull elephant analogy in a minute, but I agree wholeheartedly with you, Mark, and JJ, and Jay from Indy. The Fourth Amendment, people need to know their rights. Now, the Fourth Amendment states the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, the persons or places, persons or things to be seized. Now, probable cause are the facts or circumstances that would lead a reasonable and cautious person to believe that a crime has been or is about to be committed. Now, when that officer pulls you over, and we all watch cops, and he says, hey, for your safety and mine, can I look in your car? You tell him, officer, for your safety and mine, you need to absolutely not without a warrant, and you need to call a command officer because I'm invoking my Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment guarantees. That stops his whole process.
Well, and theoretically.
Yeah, you know, well, it depends on how young you are, too.
that may be. But let me get back to this bull elephant thing. When a bull elephant is caged, he's got two choices. He can slam those bars, rattle the whole concrete of the elephant house, and give a heart attack to everybody on the other side of the bars. Or he can rub up against the bars once in a while, stick his tusk through there, move things around, and just stare at you. Now, I believe that Ian is going to become a much different bull elephant when he comes out. I think he really is going to be the type that's just going to look at you. And I guarantee his treatment inside there, they're treating him just like that.
Like
they're
what?
Giving him the respect that he deserves because he knows his rights.
Yeah, if you know your rights, you assert your rights, you're going to get a different sort of treatment than folks that don't. That much is clear and obvious. You know, you were talking about the Fourth Amendment, Captain Ned, and when we talk about that, it kind of makes me wonder. You read it off that you should be free of unreasonable searches and seizures and things like that. The United States government claims, different areas of the water outside of it as its own country. I think it pretty much claims everything up to 3 miles out. How come you don't have any constitutional rights on the water? How come the Coast Guard can just come on your boat? They don't have to have a warrant. They can just go through your person, papers, effects, or whatever it is, and just shake you down without any kind of...
their favorite thing is what's called a safety check. They come on board, look at your fire extinguisher, look at your shotguns and your flare kit, shotgun shells, to see your flare shells, to see if they're dated correctly. Now, like I said, if you have a documented vessel, you get around all that. But that gets back to it. I'd really like to see the guy who called the other day about the freedom to travel. I'd really love to see one of those guys on for about a half hour and run through that, because I guarantee you there's much to that as there is to refusal to cross the rail.
Free Talk.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, walk with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman,
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453, SACL toll free call in line. It's Mark with you
and JJ.
Free Talk Live. We talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. I just bought some precious metals here recently. I guess I paid for them today. So I did it through gold.freetalklive.com. That's because I believe that we have some of the best rates on the internet. I've checked around what I can find. That's that much is true. If you find something that's better for you, yeah, by all means, take it. But remember, buying through gold.freetalklive.com, not only do you get at great rates the precious metals that you're looking for, but you can also, and by the way, they not just the ones on the website, you can call the, there's a telephone number there on the web page where you can call in and find out other things that they have. But I've just picked out some hand-picked pieces at gold.freetalklive.com, and you can support Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How you gentlemen doing?
All's well. All right.
Hey, I want to make a comment on the tobacco marijuana deal. Tobacco, as you know, as y'all know, kills 1,200 people a day in just in the United States.
1,200.
Run the numbers on it.
Wow.
You know, you have 440,000 a year. Marijuana zero.
That's
why
right.
Isn't that talked about? The people, the marijuana legalization people. You know, I'm for all drugs being legal. That's all they ought to say when any subject comes up. Say how many deaths or attributed to marijuana, but now you're going to hear this ignorant statement. Oh, you can't tell me that somebody ain't gone out and smoked marijuana and died in a car wreck or had a car wreck. Okay, you know what I say to that? Okay, how many do you want? 10,000 a year? There's only 30,000 traffic deaths. How many do you want?
Yeah.
50,000 for the last 5,000 years? Tobacco. 1,200
yep.
per day just in the United States. Look, 5.5 million people around the globe. All right, just think about that. Also, I wanted to inform you, there's two type laws. First, just and unjust, but a better way of putting it is malum insi and malum prohibitum.
Right.
Malum insi is wrong, you know, in themselves, like Who would be on here wanting to say murder should be legal?
Not many
rape
people.
Rape should be legal.
Nobody that works
robbery
for the government. Nobody that doesn't
legal.
Work for the government.
Right.
Okay, but see, I'm saying in malum prohibitum. Why is it prohibitum, as they said in 1200? Why is that the law? Because the king said so.
Yeah.
There's the difference in the laws.
And, you know, the king actually had to set up his own courts in order to get around the common law courts. They were sort of autonomous from the king, and often, you know, he wasn't able to control them. So he set up these things called these star chambers, and, you know, he would try people in those.
Yeah, that's right. But so, you know, that's why it's called the Glorious Revolution of 1688. You know, that's when the king said, I will be held accountable to the law. That's what really changed everything. But now, as they say, it's going, as y'all know, it's going to hell in the handbasket.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who even said, when you mentioned the Constitution, oh, so what? That thing's no good.
You know,
and the ACLU, I had to defend them too, Mark. But go ahead.
Sir. Well, I was just going to say that they things have changed since we started doing Free Talk Live. We used to come on the air, and there was no hope for any kind of change as far as civil liberties and economic liberties go. But I think that Americans are waking up. They aren't entirely clear on what freedom is, but they're waking up to the depredations.
Right.
Of the state.
They can definitely recognize what's going wrong. They just might not have some direction as to what to do.
So go ahead, defend the ACLU.
I think y'all are right. People are getting more informed about stuff. But, you know, like freedom, you know, as ACLU says, freedom can't defend itself.
Nope, sure can't.
But, the ACLU, they take up for everyone's rights.
They don't.
I remember they even took up for Rush Limbaugh.
Well, good
Everybody
for them.
Everybody was saying this about Rush. Hey, they defend your rights.
Well, they defend some of them, but you know, when it comes down to it, the dancing in the Jefferson Memorial, the ACLU turned down that case, and what they said is the people were leaving the offices. Well, we don't defend slave owners. So we don't support slave owners. And basically the idea was that because somebody was dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, if they would have been dancing at the Lincoln Memorial, that would have been okay. I mean, you know, this was the little snide comment that they made on the way out. And I've got some anecdotal, empirical situations where the ACLU and different state ACLU organizations have chosen not to defend people who have participated in civil disobedience because they were sort of liberty types, and they didn't have the right politics.
I'll check into that. I want to end on this with y'all. You know, on the commercial or whatever, on the analogy of the sagging pants and secondhand smoke, to me, that's a false analogy because...
I don't know what you're talking about, Ed.
I heard on one of your commercials just a little while ago about...
Well, different people hear different...
Sagging
different
pants ends. And secondhand smoke... So, the secondhand smoke, that offends someone physically. It'd be like me taking a bite of a hamburger, taking the breadcrumbs, hitting you in the head with it. If you got sagging pants, that's just like, you know, the hippie generation, which I was in, you know, long hair, bell bottom. People hate it. But that's just because it affected their mindset. You see what I'm saying? There's a big difference between secondhand smoke going up my nose, which I can't stand, and a guy over here wearing saggy pants. I don't have to look, but I do have to breathe.
Yep.
And I'll end it on that. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much, Ed. You know, when it comes to secondhand smoke, it's an interesting issue because the government has lied about some of its data as far as the original study on secondhand smoke and you know it killing people and you know just the numbers were ridiculous. But what's clear is that some people are more susceptible to lung cancer than others and other irritants, and you know the tobacco is certainly an irritant. I think that it's an incumbent upon the smoker to attempt to do something to protect people, you know, move away or, you know, swish it out of the way or whatever. When you're talking about being on public property, though, that smoker has to pay for that public property just like, you know, you and everybody else does. So I think that they have as much right to smoke on that public property as anybody.
Yeah, certainly, especially if it's an outdoors thing. I think it's most public property that's indoors right now has a smoking ban of some sort in place.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about basically is public property that's outdoors, and I think there really can't be much said for an anti-smoker thing. I mean, you're outside, and this smoke is obviously going to go up without something to capture it or direct it into your way,
sure,
your nostrils, it's not going to do a whole lot.
I've seen a lot of people be really, really picky about this kind of thing. And, I get it. I don't particularly like smoke myself either.
Yeah, I mean, as a smoker, I can definitely relate to, but I'm more conscious myself of the other people around me and how I hold the cigarette, where I blow the smoke.
So things have changed in the last few decades regarding smoke. This is one of the reasons that I really dig the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com is because, well, you know, nobody can complain about that. It doesn't even smell like anything. It doesn't affect them. And, you know, it's not smoke. It's just a delivery system for nicotine. So, you know, as the case may be. Let me go on here with the article from the ACLU. Police may not delete your photographs or video under any circumstances. There is no circumstance where a police officer can confiscate your camera, delete your video, and then give the camera back. That's against the law. It's lawsuit time. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, you've got put it on them if they do that that sort of thing. Also, don't record to the disc. Don't record anything on your phone after that because there are ways to get that data.
Yep.
If you've got good stuff on your phone, for God's sake, send me an email. I'll figure out how you can do it. You know, if it's good stuff, don't record. Just set the card aside, whatever you've got to do, because it is retrievable.
Right. Normally, when you delete something in the function of the camera, you're just basically telling the page or the file table that this area is free.
Yeah, essentially, you're tearing the tab off of the page, and then it can print right over it again.
Yep.
So, police officers may legitimately order citizens to cease activities that are truly interfering with legitimate law enforcement operations. Professional officers, however, realize that such operations are subject to public scrutiny, including by citizens photographing them. So, they can't really stop you from photographing. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Have you had an instance where a police officer has harassed you about filming them? Give us a call, 855-450-3733.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Might be able to sneak your phone call in here if you make it real quick. 855-450-3733. Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, save $10 at LegalZoom.com on common legal documents. They are not lawyers, but they have had lawyers write these things up, and they're accepted in all 50 states. Back to the ACLU.org's article on Know Your Rights regarding taking photographs. Note that the right to photograph does not give you the right to break any other laws. For example, if you're trespassing to take photographs, you can still be charged with trespassing. If you're stopped or detained for taking photographs, always remain polite and never physically resist a police officer. If stopped for photography, the right question to ask is, am I free to go?
That's right.
If the officer says no, then you're being detained. Something that, under the law, an officer cannot do without reasonable suspicion that you have or are about to commit a crime or that you are in the process of doing so. Until you ask to leave, you're being stopped as considered a voluntary act under the law, and it's legal. So when you ask, am I free to go, that's when you kick in this whole detention thing. They have to come up with a statement, and sadly, many of them don't even know this.
Well, and then you ask, "Am I being detained?" That's the second half of the statement. So it's "Am I free to go?" If he says yes, then am I being? Well, or if he says no, then you ask, "Am I being detained?"
That's really what you need to ask them, that simply to let them know that that's what they're doing.
Right.
The first part of the statement actually is what the law requires. The second part is to let them know, hey, just so you know, you're detaining me, and you need to have some kind of reasonable suspicion, and I think it has to be articulable is another term that they use. Yep. Regarding this. So, yep. If you're detained, politely ask what crime you're suspected of committing, and remind the officer that taking photographs is your right under the First Amendment and does not constitute reasonable suspicion of criminal activity.
What I like is Ridley, he uses the phrase, and whenever he's asked to turn off the camera, he says, I respectfully decline.
Yes.
And whenever he does something against their wishes, he always says something to the effect of respect. He says, I respectfully decline from doing that, or I respectfully disagree.
Yep.
I will not answer that.
Therefore, when it's on the video and they say, you know, whatever, the suspect was being, disagreeable or whatever, you can say, look, it's right here. I said I respectfully decline.
Right.
Whatever. So this is special considerations when videotaping. With regards to videotaping, there's an important legal distinction between using photographic record, which is fully protected, and audio portion of a videotape, which Some states have tried to regulate under state wiretapping laws. Such laws are generally intended to accomplish the important privacy-protecting goal of prohibiting audio bugging of private conversations. However, in nearly all cases, audio recording the police is legal. In states that allow recording with the consent of just one party to the conversation, you could tape your own interactions with officers without violating wiretap statutes, since you are one of the parties. In situations where you are an observer but not part of the conversation, or in states where all parties in a conversation must consent to taping, the legality of taping will depend on whether the state's prohibition on taping applies only when there is a reasonable expectation of privacy. But that is the case in nearly all states, and no state court has held that police officers performing their job in public have a reasonable expectation. The state of Illinois makes the recording illegal regardless of whether there's an expectation of privacy, but the ACLU of Illinois is challenging that statute in court and as a violation of the First Amendment. I suspect they'll win. ACLU has deep pockets. When they turn their eagle eye on something, they generally win. And, you know, in a lot of cases, what the ACLU does, what they do, I tend to like. It's what they don't do that bothers
right.
me.
They're very selective.
Yeah, they're a little too selective, in my opinion. The ACLU believes that laws that ban the taping of public officials' public statements without their consents violates the First Amendment. A summary of statewide taping laws can be found there. Photography in the airport is photography has also served as an important check on governmental power in the airline security context. The TSA acknowledges that photography is permitted in and around airline security checkpoints as long as you're not interfering with the screening process. The agency does ask that its security monitors not be photographed, though it is not clear whether they have any legal basis for such restrictions when monitors are plainly viewable by all traveling public. The TSA warns that local or airport regulations may impose restrictions that TSA does not. It is difficult to determine if any localities or airport authorities actually have such rules. If you're told you cannot take photographs in an airport, you should ask what the legal authority for this rule is. The ACLU does not believe that restrictions on photography in the public areas of publicly operated airports are constitutional. If you want to see this article at ACLU.org, it's Know Your Rights Photographers is what it is. There's a colon in there.
Right.
And it's a great thing. People need to know this, and people need to be vigilant in recording the police when they have when they're doing stuff. It just should be done. The chances are very, very good that these officers are going to conduct themselves fine and everything's going to be honky-dory. But if something goes bad, well, you need to have that stuff to protect yourself. I've got a video camera running at all times in my car. So if I have an interaction with a police officer and somehow we remember what happened differently,
right,
I'm going to have an audio and video record of everything that's happened. The first thing that I'm going to say to an officer when they come to my car is, you're being recorded and streamed live to the internet. And if they don't like that, they have the option of going back to their car, but they can't say at this point that they didn't know or that I'm not allowed to do it because they don't want me to. They can't say those things. And to me, that's extraordinarily important. I've got mine from freedomcam.net. You can get one there, too. It's called the GPS black box dash cam, and it has all kinds of information about how fast the car was going at certain times and things like that.
Right.
So if for whatever reason they're going after you for a speeding ticket, you can say, look, here's the video. It didn't happen.
Right.
All you have to do is pull out the SD card, and you've got the last 8 hours of video right there.
Yeah, I think the whole right to record bureaucrats, I don't think it just pertains to police, because if you go into the tax office to pay your tax or your registration and whatnot, and you want to get that on your records, or if you go into the clerk of courts and you want to get some get some video or photos of various documents and whatnot, if you're in a trial, you definitely want to.
What's wrong, JJ?
Yeah, I'm losing my headphones here.
Okay.
You definitely want to record anything that happens with a trial, because there are a lot of things that happen in a court situation with some of these judges we found here in the Free State that are extremely questionable. And while you may not be able to discern whether he broke some law or some judge's
rule or whatever,
rule or procedure, someone else can probably do that if they have the video to go off of.
Right, and apparently in the EU, anybody can record and photograph inside of a any courtroom. This is just what I've read. I don't know. It's not like I've spent a lot of time in courtrooms in the European Union. But this is something that you know, this is a freedom that needs to come to the United States and to Great Britain. It's ridiculous. The judges say, "Well, you can't. No reporters in here." That's ludicrous.
Right. It's a public place. It's a public trial. In fact, all the things that happen in a courtroom, for the most part, with the exception of a couple, you know, case by case basis, are part of the public record. So, you know, anyone can
but
go.
But they know that the public doesn't actually come into these things, and they want the public eye turned away.
That's right.
They don't want people to easily be able to see. As far as I'm concerned, there ought to be, cameras in every courtroom, and people should be able to observe on their television sets every court case that goes on in their town. Granted, you're gonna have to figure out some way to fund that, and I think that's a good thing, but. You know, they're so weird about cameras. They're just so weird about cameras.
Right.
I don't think somebody should have to go stand in a courtroom and, operate a camera. There ought to be cameras in every courtroom, audio in every courtroom, and they should be running it that way at all times. That way people can sit at their homes and watch. That way they don't know who's keeping an eye on them. Because this is what it is. They operate under the cover of darkness. Cockroaches hate the light.
That's right.
So when you shine the light on them, then they scurry around. They're going to get all upset. So they're just upset that people can now, the technology has moved to the point that people can now keep an eye on them, keep
right.
them accountable. And
that's what upsets them is
yes,
that
accountability.
That you seeking accountability, you standing up for yourself, you denying them their sort of moments of authority, that's where they really get upset. And that's where, you know, they start to clamp down.
They've got plenty of authority. It's this overreaching authority
yes.
that they've taken up to this point. They've got plenty of authority, and the only authority they're supposed to have is the authority to crack down on lawbreakers. And people with cameras, that's not a crime. Those are not lawbreakers. And the fact that these officials act like it is, it just goes to show how they've been operating in the past. It's been Mark with you.
And JJ.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.